There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Katie Singer's with us, and her book, An Electronic Silent Spring. You go to our website, electronicsilentspring.com. electronicsilentspring.com. And if you'd like to get her book, you may. Amazon.com. Welcome, Katie Singer. Katie, this is class number 106 and electromagnetic radiation. So today we're going to talk about electronic interference with medical implants. Katie, how many people would you say have these implanted devices? Now, we're talking about artificial hips, artificial knees, joints, all kinds of implants, and pacemakers, deep brain stimulators, the list goes on and on. What percentage of us have medical implants in the United States?
And besides the things that you named, I would put insulin pumps on the list and cochlear implants. There are increasing numbers of neurostimulators, brain stimulators for things like epilepsy and brain trauma. Combat vets are now using deep brain stimulators, or they're having them implanted. They're becoming increasingly common. So that figure, 8 to 10% of the population, is possibly, probably much larger than it was in 2000.
You know, Katie, as we go through this discussion about electronic interference with implants, there's a tangential piece that we should probably discuss too, which is, well, on Monday at our last meetup, we were talking about alternative energy. We were talking about building a solar array and how to have solar power, off-grid power for your homes and farms and so forth. And one of the questions from our class at the restaurant on Monday was, what about these CPAP machines, CPAP, which stands for continuous positive airway pressure. People who have sleep apnea have these, some of them have these devices. And the concern is, if their grid goes down, how do we make sure these CPAP machines keep running? Because there are people who depend on them.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have another concern, which is the electromagnetic interference that may interfere with the CPAP machine. So I just wanted to bring up that concern. And I'm not sure what we do about it at this point, but I just wanted to raise that to the awareness level.
That's an excellent observation and concern. And the question is, well let me see if I can say, we've created a society that depends on man-made electricity and electronics. And every person has a unique stake in that place. I don't know how to survive without a refrigerator. That is the truth. And I also really like a washing machine. I can probably survive without a washing machine. I don't know how to survive without a refrigerator. I don't have a medical implant, but I've had dental work. And so that means I've had metal in my mouth, and we all know that metal attracts radiation. Most people have heard of someone who can hear radio in their mouth from their dental work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've heard of that. So if you live in a city and there's a large, powerful television or radio transmitting tower near you, yes, I've heard of that. And I've heard of that back in the 1960s. So
okay.
That's not what I'm saying is what you're saying I've heard of.
Okay.
And it's been around for a long time.
Yeah. So everybody's got everybody has a unique situation going on and a unique combination of things in their daily life that could create what we now call electronic interference. But Vincent, let me go back a while. I like to start just by naming that every cell in our body functions by electrochemical signal. And that includes our brains and our hearts. And even at rest, all of our cells have measurable voltage. If you just listen to the words and you hear the electrical, the vocabulary in our biological functioning, we get the message that without electromagnetic energy, none of us would be here. Okay, now I'm going to go to, say, more modern times when humans started saying, this electrical energy is really cool. Let's see if we can create it ourselves. And the ancient Greeks were able to do that. They could generate electricity, but they didn't figure out how to store it or how to transmit it. Humans didn't figure out how to store electrical energy until around 1750. And then by 1880, we also knew how to transmit it over long distances. And so we created batteries and motors and electric lights, and we built things like refrigerators. And, I think it's important to name we basically transitioned from visible mechanical technologies powered by horses and human muscle. And then we went to steam and hydropower. And then we got electromagnetic technologies. And that's where power is invisible. We can't see it. So now, 2015, about 135 years after we began laying out an electric power grid, we've nearly saturated our environment with electrical and magnetic frequency fields and amplitudes that do not exist in nature. And we've changed the Earth's electromagnetic environment more significantly than any time since humans showed up on the planet. If I start Then I like to go to 1934. That's when Congress formed the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, and they made this rule. And it said, go forth and invent and market any electronic device that you want as long as it doesn't create harmful interference. And the FCC defined harmful interference as anything that interferes with existing radio or TV broadcasts. And now, harmful interference, that definition includes cellular services and internet services. So you can make anything you want and market it as long as you don't create harmful interference. What's interesting is that definition does not include biological harm. So now we get complicated because we're biological creatures. In 1958, that's when we had the first cardiac pacemaker installed in a person. And people started experiencing electronic interference. So people would go to a restaurant, and there'd be a microwave oven on the other side of the wall while they were dining, and one of the cooks would turn on the microwave oven, and the person with the pacemaker would have interference from the oven to their pacemaker, another electronic device, and their pacemaker would start malfunctioning. Do you remember this?
Oh, sure. And Katie, they used to, when the microwave ovens first came out, they weren't called microwave ovens. They were called radar ranges.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I believe I mentioned to you off air that I know a guy who was in the Vietnam conflict. He was a radio operator, and when he was on leave, he was single. He wanted to make sure he didn't create children if he went into town. And he would, on leave, and he would sit on top of the feed horn of a microwave antenna, a large microwave antenna, and he would scramble his sperm. And, what was he thinking? I don't know. But that's what he did. And he told me this. So, yeah, it's really dangerous stuff. And, yes, it's that same frequency that... that can cook a hot dog. You can cook a hamburger. I mean, well, not very well, but you know, you can reheat spaghetti with it. You can boil water with it.
Right.
And you can't see it, but some of us can feel it. But that doesn't mean we're special. That means that we're more sensitive to it, but it has the same effects on everybody in terms of, you know, long-term effects. It's killing us.
I know a lot of people who have mobile phones, and they'll mm-hmm. say they have a sensation before the phone rings. So they notice something, and then the phone will ring. But they know it before the phone's going to ring. So what
you're
is
talking
that?
About, you're talking about the transmission and reception just before it rings. So that would be like very, very, and not like a half hour before it rings. You're talking about maybe a quarter of a second or something like that.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, we also do have studies, plenty of studies, that show that men who have a cell phone, their sperm are impaired just from keeping a cell phone in their pocket.
What a great way to go. You know, we want to reduce population. That's what the plan is, or that's what their plan is. So we get people to buy these cell phones. We make them convenient to put in their pockets or in their bras, and we'll kill off people slowly. What a great way to go. Katie Singer, and I'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit usaprepares.com. That's usaprepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. usaprepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Katie Singer's with us, and I'm posting an article right now on the website, usapreparis.com, and that article relates to devices that may interfere with pacemakers. And let me just share this with you very quickly. It says that modern pacemakers have features to protect them from most types of interference produced by other electrical devices that you may encounter in your daily routines. And some of those devices are household appliances, microwave ovens, televisions, radios, stereos, vacuum cleaners, electric brooms, electric blankets, electric knives, electric hair dryers, shavers, gardening machinery, toasters, food processors, and can openers. They say it won't affect your pacemaker. However, here's some that they want you to be concerned about. That's the anti-theft system, EAS, electronic article surveillance systems that you find at many stores. Those posts that you walk through that seem innocuous, they may harm you by proximity. So you want to stay away from those. And then they don't want you to be near metal detectors any longer than necessary. Cell phones. Well, cell phones, that's a problem. MP3 headphones. And there's this non-invasive hydraulic shock treatment to dissolve kidney stones. That's a problem for pacemakers. Magnetic resonance imaging. That's a problem for them. Power generation equipment and arc welders. And powerful magnets. And then radio frequency waves that are used. Let's see, how does this... Well, they're talking about just radio frequency waves in general. Shortwave or microwave therapy. Then there is the transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation, the TENS device. So they say that those are of concern if you have a pacemaker. So does, and this is from the American Heart Association. So they've shielded the pacemakers from some electromagnetic radiation, but not completely.
Have they? Do they say anything, Vincent, about pacemakers? People can hack into them and reprogram them.
No, they. This article does not address that.
Mention that. Okay.
And that's another. That's a very interesting question. You know, one of the things that some people were worried about is like an electromagnetic pulse from the sun. Would that impact the operation of a pacemaker?
I know that I don't know about cardiac pacemakers, but I know that when we have solar storms where the radiation from the sun is stronger on Earth, that definitely affects people with deep brain stimulators. And I have a friend with a deep brain stimulator, and he has been known to keep his off for many hours during a solar storm because otherwise it's just way too painful for him. Let me talk a little. That's an amazing list that you just read, and my sense is, my understanding is that most people who have an implant have a manual from the implant's manufacturer that will list all of the things that can cause electronic interference with the implant. It's incredibly sobering because, you know, you've just read this list. I mean, how is a person sanely going to avoid all of those things and still function in this society? I don't have answers for that question. But I'd like to define what interference is. Basically, it's an unwanted effect, any unwanted effect. Like if someone's playing music loudly when you want to hear a phone conversation, that would be interference. Electromagnetic interference is when you've got electrical or magnetic fields producing an unwanted effect, typically at lower frequencies by induction. Radio frequency interference is when electromagnetic fields produce an unwanted effect, typically at higher frequencies by radiation. Okay, and I'm going to keep going with this when we come back after the break.
Katie Singer's with us. Electronic Silence. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia. Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Katie Singer's with us. And we've been talking about electromagnetic radiation. And if you'd like to look her up on the internet, you can type in Katie Singer, K-A-T-I-E-S-I-N-G-E-R. She's an instructor at USAprepares.com. You can go to the instructors tab and find her name and click on the link. It'll take you right to her website. and her website is called electronicsilentspring.com. Katie, you were going to pick up where you left off.
Yeah, so we were talking about interference. What is electromagnetic interference? Now let's just clarify that electromagnetic signals make devices like motors and power lines and radio and TV and cell phones work. We need electromagnetic signals. Okay, now if I talk about a deep brain stimulator, which is commonly used for people with Parkinson's, it's an implant. It's a deep brain stimulator, DBS. It includes a battery-powered pacemaker in the chest near the heart. Then listen to this. 8 24-inch wires that are bundled into a cable that runs from the pacemaker up through the neck, over the top of the head, and down to electrodes inside the brain behind the eyes. This is a total electronic device, right? Okay. It also works as an antenna because it's metal. Any metal object, of course, can act as an antenna, but it's not going to be efficient unless it's designed to work like one, but you can still have interference. So in
Katie, just to make this very, very simple.
Yeah.
For those who are wondering what you're saying about an antenna, just a piece of wire. Any piece of wire can act as an antenna. And the proof of this is how many of us who are baby boomers built a crystal radio set. And we took a piece of wire and maybe we hung it out the window or we strung it between two trees 75 or 50 feet long or 100 feet long. And we could literally pick up a signal from the air with a germanium diode and listen to our favorite radio station, a strong radio station, with no batteries whatsoever. There's so much electrical energy in the air that you can power headphones without any batteries whatsoever. That's how much electromagnetic radiation is in the air. And we might call that radio waves, and we might call that, you know, an AM radio station. So you just take a piece of wire, and it will pick up electrical energy. There's no question about it. If you take a piece of wire and string it between two insulators, let's say 100 feet long, and you put attach one end of it to a millivolt meter, and then you attach the other end of the millivolt meter to a ground rod, just a piece of metal driven into the ground or a water pipe, you will be able to measure the electromagnetic radiation in the air in terms of voltage. So any piece of wire. And that's one of the reasons why I believe that bees have colony collapse, because the antennas on bees, I believe, is causing them to be confused.
And we would say that it interferes with their electrochemical signals. The man-made signals interfere with their biological, natural signals.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what I'm saying is I'm in total agreement with you.
Okay. Now, in order to keep a deep brain stimulator functioning properly, if you read the manual, it's going to say you've got to keep your head and your body at least 20 inches from cell phones and other mobile devices just to start, or you can get interference. If you're closer than 20 inches to a cell phone, that can reprogram or shut off the implant. And some exposures can actually heat the wires in the brain of a person with a deep brain stimulator, and heat like that could damage the brain or cause death. So, okay, there is a whole list of things. I think in a manual for deep brain stimulator, the list of things is well over 15 pages long. So metal detectors that you mentioned, like at airports or, shopping malls, government offices, MRI diagnostics, surgical electrocautery tools. All of those things can cause an implant to malfunction. Another thing, electric and hybrid cars, because what happens when you brake that car for a, you know, to stop, the brakes set off, the braking system activates the battery to recharge. All this is, of course, computerized. You know, there are probably 8 computers in the car, and the magnetic fields that are emitted during that braking and recharging system can cause the implant to malfunction and or shut off at every stoplight. This is a major traffic hazard. You know, imagine if somebody's driving a car and they've got a deep brain stimulator and they don't know that they're going to get shut off. They have a few seconds to reset their implant, or some of them shake so badly that they are not able to reset without help. And, you know, people could be driving around in a car. They could be driving the electric car or the hybrid car and not know that, you know, this is going to happen. So, yes, we've got lots of situations with electronic interference between two electronic devices. And in this case, with medical implants, we've got people involved. But we don't have any agency that tracks this or regulates it or, you know, sets standards to protect the entire public with this situation. That is a problem.
Katie, I was at the meetup last Monday night, and sometimes I say things that I don't want recorded. And I'm thinking about banning cell phones from the meetups. That's going to be a real problem. It's easy for me because I dumped my cell phone. But I tell you what, every meetup I say to the group, okay, I want you to make sure your cell phones are off, and you put them in a place where you where the microphones can't be turned on. It's like everybody but me has a cell phone. Literally. They're everywhere. So what about, you know, think about being on a bus and you have one of these brain implants, or a subway car. How many people are standing, you know, wall to wall with you with all these cell phones? You want to get 20 inches away from somebody? Sometimes it's almost impossible.
Yeah.
Like, and if you're standing, let's say you just want to go to a movie. I mean, I don't want to, but if I did, I might be standing in a line, and I might be, you know, almost next to the, well, almost touching the person in front of me. That's kind of what happens sometimes when you're in line.
There are so many things that can cause interference. Smart meters can cause interference. I know people with cardiac pacemakers, and when smart meters get installed in their neighborhood, they continue malfunctioning. This one man I know of, his cardiac pacemaker, did not start functioning properly until his smart meter was removed and all of his neighbors' smart meters were removed, because those meters can transmit for up to half a mile, maybe more, and that can interfere with the cardiac pacemaker, even though it's not on his house. Also, people, I know a woman with an insulin pump, and she was hospitalized, and her blood pressure was really high, and so then she was put on, she was given a wireless heart monitor, and she continued to be very, very sick, and her mother told the doctor, you know, is there a way we could remove the wireless heart monitor? And he realized that if he could get her on oral medications for blood pressure rather than the IV drip, then he could take her off the wireless heart monitor. And as soon as that happened, she got better. Now, are we saying, therefore, the wireless heart monitor caused her to remain sick. I am not saying that. I'm saying we need to be asking these questions, and everyone needs to be aware that this could be a problem. I know a man who's had 4 pacemakers replaced. They appear to be in perfect shape, and then he keeps needing a new pacemaker. Why is that? Doctors and patients and the general public needs to say, okay, could there be electronic interference going on here?
I don't think that very many of the doctors whom I know have been trained in electronics. I don't think they have. And Dr. Sheely is very, very concerned about it, and he's been studying it. But other than Dr. Sheely, I don't think many medical doctors are aware of the impact of electromagnetic radiation. As a matter of fact, all the doctors I know, other than Dr. Sheely, carries a cell phone.
Yeah. There are a lot of hospitals, like teaching hospitals, will have an electromagnetic specialist, an electronic interference specialist at the hospital, because some hospital equipment there can be interference between, like an MRI diagnostic thing and an elevator. So there are hospitals that have interference specialists, but I agree with you.
When you talk about elevators, what you're talking about is a large electric motor that creates a lot of electromagnetic radiation. And hospitals have what's called telemetry, which is wireless communication with devices that monitor the health of patients. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Katie Singer's with us. And, Katie, I'd just like to mention very quickly that I'm going to be speaking this Saturday and Sunday at the RK Prepper Show in Fletcher, North Carolina. That's Saturday and Sunday. There's a link on the website. And I'll be talking about how you can save money on your taxes. I'm going to teach you what you need to know in order to save money in your taxes, and you may be able to buy the preparedness items that you want as business deductions. I'm going to show you how that works. I'm going to teach you things that your tax preparer would never teach you. And I'm also going to tell you about the big lies, how fantastic they are, and how your government and media have been lying to you. Huge lies. And I'm going to prove it to you. That's this Saturday and Sunday. And if you'd like to have dinner with me and John Moore and some of your USAPrepares.com instructors, we're going to be there. And that's at the RK Prepper Show in Fletcher, North Carolina. Link on the website, USAPrepares.com, or go to RKPrepperShows.com, RKPrepperShows.com. Katie, what do we do? Okay, we're surrounded by this electromagnetic radiation. It's killing us slowly. Some people, it may kill instantly by shutting off their pacemaker. What do we do?
That's the question. I think step one...
Where do we start?
Well, yeah, step one is, okay, so the FCC has defined harmful interference as anything that interferes with radio or TV broadcasts or cellular or internet services. We can include biological harm in that definition of harmful interference. We can start recognizing that electromagnetic signals can affect living creatures. I think that's a really important step. I also have recently learned that wireless charging stations have been deployed in Starbucks in Boston, kind of as an experiment, and McDonald's has started deploying them in United Kingdom, in England. These are wireless charging stations. You just lay your mobile device on top of them, and very quickly they get recharged. But guess what? They can interfere with people with medical implants. They can interfere with the functioning of medical implants. And this, they raise so many red flags, because imagine if you've got a baby in a metal stroller sitting right next to this table in, you know, a coffee shop, and you could be surrounded by a dozen charging stations. What's that going to do to the baby in the metal stroller? We need to start looking at the biological effects of all of these electronics that we simply take for granted. That's, I think, step one. Start asking the questions. Is this affecting our health?
Yeah, and,
is this
and
affecting
being aware.
Our environment? Yeah, being aware.
And being aware that just because you can't see it, just because you can't hear it, doesn't mean it's not that it's safe. And just like those microwave ovens that began having those signs near them, you know, microwave oven in use. And now we're realizing that they are dangerous. And if you can cook a hot dog in a minute in a microwave oven, and they all leak the electromagnetic radiation, they all leak some amount of electromagnetic radiation. Most of it's contained, but some of it leaks out. You're cooking yourself. If you're right next to it, if you've got your face in there looking at whatever you're heating up, going round, round and round, you're damaging your body. So we need to get away from this.
Well,
this
here's one of my favorite questions. Which is greater, the amount of radiation that a microwave oven is allowed to leak, or the amount of radiation that a cell phone is allowed to emit? The answer is a cell phone can emit more radiation than a microwave oven is allowed to leak.
Katie Singer, An Electronic Silent Spring is the name of her book. ElectronicSilentSpring.com is the website. And you can find her books, on Amazon.com. And there's a link to Katie Singer on the website, USAPreparedness.com. Katie, thanks so much for being with us and sharing your concerns and solutions about electromagnetic radiation.
I appreciate this very much, Vincent. Thank you.
Class above all, honesty and integrity.
Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I know noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.